When I'm working with an athlete who is really struggling with their breathing while swimming, these are the exact three steps that I walk them through to help make breathing feel a lot easier. Welcome to the Swim Squad. This is Mike Jotatis. I'm your host, and this is the Swim Squad podcast for distance swimmers, triathletes, and open water swimmers. This podcast is an extension of our location-based swim coaching program in Louisville, Kentucky called Swim Smooth Louisville, where it's our mission to help swimmers of any level become a better swimmer. And now, because of podcasting, we can also reach you wherever you are in the world and help you become a better swimmer. The world needs great swim coaching and stories that inspire action, and that's our mission. To bring great swim coaching and inspirational stories that will ignite your inner athlete. Here's today's episode. Hey there, good morning squad. I had a little story to share with you, an experience that I had with an athlete just yesterday, and then a teaching lesson. Specifically for those of you, if you're watching this here in our Facebook group, that are really struggling with breathing and getting comfortable swimming more than just one length of the pool. If you're a triathlete or open water swimmer or long distance swimmer, or if that is the inevitable goal, is for you to swim longer distances for triathlon or open water, you might be in this position right now where you are super, super fit as a land athlete, like runner or cyclist, et cetera, et cetera. But you're still really struggling with breathing and being comfortable and being able to swim more than one or two lengths of a pool, for example. So let me tell you a little bit, a quick story about an athlete that I met with yesterday. His name was Ravi. He's from Brentwood, Tennessee, or Nashville, Tennessee area in the United States. Has been swimming for about a year, overcame the hurdles of just getting more comfortable, but was kind of stuck at being able to swim more than just 50 yards or meters, like continuously. So he could swim in a 25-yard or meter pool, swim down, then back, and then was just kind of stuck. So his things that he had tried out over the last year has been working with a couple different types of instructors. One, he has access to a master's, U.S. master swimming swim coach and team in his area in Tennessee. And then through his work, he, not so much anymore, but he would commute or travel to Texas and he would stay a couple weeks and then he would commute home. And while in Texas, he was able to locate a coach in the Austin Texas area. Actually, he was living in Austin. He would then go to San Antonio, Texas, to meet up with a coach trained through the Total Immersion system of coaching, which actually really, really benefited him and got him over that hurdle of being able to just be more comfortable in the water, to be able to breathe, to less so have his legs dragging along underneath the water behind him, etc. But since then, he's just been kind of stuck. He's kind of hit a plateau. He didn't have access any longer. He wasn't commuting down to Texas anymore. So he didn't have access to somebody who could, he felt like, really help him. So I met with Ravi yesterday. He came to see me all the way from Nashville, Tennessee, a few hours. And this is what we worked on, literally. You know, the biggest hurdle holding Ravi back was the drag being caused, the drag or the inefficiency of his legs sinking way down low, even with a pair of buoyancy shorts on. So if you were to see his video footage from our video analysis session, you know, it's funny. Like, you can have all the props in the world to help you with something, but they are just that. They're just a prop. Look at this. I have a fly in my basement. So they're just a prop, and they might help for a little bit, but you're eventually going to experience some kind of plateau and probably just get stuck there just like Ravi. So the number two things I told Ravi that we're really trying to accomplish with his swimming is, one, we're trying to reduce drag. Two, we're trying to increase propulsion. So the biggest thing that we had to overcome or we have to work on now with Ravi is just getting his body position improved, his posture improved, and getting those legs up literally almost off the bottom of the pool. So he's very, very comfortable in the water, but he just has a lot of drag. So the first thing we did was work on breathing. Okay. So we looked at his stroke. We talked about a plan and a process of how to go about correcting some of those things and get the ball rolling. But the first thing we circled back to was breathing. So here, if you're struggling with breathing and being comfortable, here's my, let's call it like a 3 or 4 step process. So the first thing we'll do when we get in the water is not try to swim, okay? We're gonna do an exercise drill called the sink down drill. You can do this in 4 to maybe 8 feet of water. And all you're going to do is with your feet on the bottom of the pool or your hand on holding on to the ledge, is take a normal breath of air in with your head above water, and then exhale and allow yourself to sink down underneath the water. Now, you might sink down all the way if you're in shallower water until your backside touches the bottom of the pool, but the goal here is to focus on exhaling, okay? You might not sink down at all, but you might be holding your breath, in other words. So if you are uncomfortable or nervous about your face being underwater at all, you might be holding your breath, and that's, you're carrying that over into your normal swimming. And while you're swimming, you can't be holding your breath, right? You might even be intermittently holding your breath. So in other words, you go to take a breath, right? You breathe to the side, and then all your next strokes, you're holding that air in, and then you go to breathe again. And then you take a big breath. When the chest and lungs are full of air like that, you're very, very buoyant at the front end of your body, causing the legs to sink at the back. So if you can regulate that better, okay, i.e. inhale, exhale on a more frequent basis or just continuously like you would if you were walking, jogging, riding your bicycle, okay, then you can regulate and improve your body position. Okay. It also feels much better now that you're swimming. Okay. You don't feel as anxious. You don't feel like, if you try to hold your breath even intermittently like that for 1 or 2 lengths of the pool, think about this now. You're eventually going to reach a point where you can't go any further. Okay. So let me know if that resonates with you. Step two is this. So that's called the sink down drill. So you're going to do that until you get comfortable blowing air out through both your mouth and your nose. Sink, come up for a breath of air. Exhale like a long sigh. Let yourself sink down under the water and then come back up. You don't have to completely evacuate all that air, okay? Just enough to where you get a full exhale so that when you put your feet down on the bottom of the pool, you gently lift yourself back up. It's a normal breath of air back in, okay? So this is something we work through one-on-one, literally for sometimes 10 minutes at the start of our stroke session or a private swim lesson when I'm working with folks just like Ravi. Now, step two is this. I don't care what your form looks like, your technique looks like at this stage in the game. What I want is for you to be comfortable while swimming. So the next thing we do, without the aid of flippers or pull buoy or anything like that, I will ask the swimmer to swim 1 length of the pool focused only on exhaling into the water while swimming in the same form and fashion that they did when doing those sink downs. So it might look like this. You push off the wall, you start swimming, right? You take a breath, and then as you're swimming, you exhale continuously until you feel the need to turn your head to the side again and take another breath of air in, okay? That is step two. I don't care what your stroke looks like, what your form looks like. All I want you concentrated on is exhaling into the water, blowing bubbles, literally, okay? That's the only thing I care about. Step three is this. We want to give your breathing and your stroke a rhythm and a pattern. So the way we do this now is I'm going to force you to alternate breathe or bilateral breathe, but not by thinking about bilateral breathing, but by repeating a little mantra to yourself over and over and over in your head as you swim. So it goes like this. Bubble, bubble, breathe. Bubble, bubble, breathe. Okay? And then the pattern is synchronized to the rhythm and the timing of your arm strokes. Each time one arm or the other goes into the water in front of you. Bubble, bubble, breathe this way. Bubble, bubble, breathe this way. The word bubble is your mental reminder to exhale, okay? The word breathe, you just simply breathe at that interval. What I find is about 90% of the time, you're not even thinking about breathing to maybe that side that you're uncomfortable breathing to. You just happen to do it, okay? So repeat the mantra over and over and over. The thing that helped Ravi was the next step, a variation on bubble, bubble, breathe, which was bubble, bubble, stretch. So he would say the word stretch and stretch that lead arm forward while he's breathing at the same time. You're actually more stable and have just a fraction of a second longer to take a breath with that arm stretched out like this. Ravi had one arm that when he would breathe, it would just push straight down. He was trying to lift his head up to get a big breath and he'd push down. Instead, we said bubble, bubble, stretch, just like that. And it was ironic how quickly and how seamlessly he went from struggling to breathe to, in this instance, his right side, which was least comfortable. He was more comfortable breathing to his left. Much, much easier breathing to both sides almost equally. It still felt a little unnatural to the one side, but that was only because it was the first time he'd ever tried it. But now we don't have that arm pushing straight down, collapsing underneath him. It's actually, we're getting better timing and rhythm set up as well. So bubble, bubble, stretch is the mantra in that instance. Okay, so we have sink downs. Okay, just focus on exhaling. Then we have just swim your normal stroke as you always have. Okay, but focus on blowing bubbles, exhaling almost all your air into the water while swimming. And then give it a rhythm and a pattern. Bubble, bubble, breathe. And then try bubble, bubble, stretch. Once you get comfortable there, or you might even add, once you get to the bubble, bubble, stretch phase, put on a pair of flippers. That will really allow you to concentrate on the rhythm and timing and really get it imprinted and ingrained. Okay. So I hope that story helps about Ravi. And that is literally my step-by-step process of what we do with folks who, even though Ravi had had about a year of experience swimming, he was still quite uncomfortable in the water, still couldn't figure out the breathing. Okay. He was actually holding his breath and breathing every four strokes. Okay. So we shrunk that down to every three and we got his inhalation, exhalation, more rhythmical, smoother, more comfortable. But this is what I do with, anybody, even if you're, as we're starting out from scratch. Okay. So hope that helps. Try those three steps. Okay. Sink downs, then exhale, then bubble, bubble, breathe, bubble, bubble, stretch with a pair of flippers on. Okay. If you need any help or want any help, I'm starting an online group coaching program, for anybody, whether you're near or far. It's a monthly coaching program. There's a 3-month initial investment and commitment, and then it's month to month after that. I think this is a little bit crazy, but if you are local or anybody joining the program, if you are either local or happen to be in town in Louisville, Kentucky, you can drop into any one of our squad sessions that are scheduled at any time. So that is a monthly coaching program. If you're interested in that, you can send me a direct message. Let me know that you're interested and I can tell you a little bit more about how it works. There's going to be some weekly scaled swim workouts. You'll have a weekly swim workout plan and we'll do some probably monthly teaching lessons similar to this right here, okay, based on everybody's feedback. Closed community for dialogue, Q&A, asking questions, connecting with other athletes. That is going to be offline or off of social media, so it'll be less distracting, and it'll all be in one place. So that's our group swim coaching program called the Swim Squad Academy. So just send me a message if you're interested, and we'll see if that's a fit for you. Okay, happy Monday. Have a great week, everybody. I hope this lesson here wasn't too long, but I hope it was very, very helpful for those of you really struggling to just kind of get off the ground floor and get more than just one or two laps of swimming going at a time, so that you start building your confidence as a swimmer and start building your skill set and building your endurance going into 2020, into next year, so that your skills are up to par and that you're ready for your goals next year. Thanks again for joining me. This is Coach Mike Jatata signing off for now. Just as a reminder, you can find me again inside our Facebook group called The Swim Squad. Just go to facebook.com/groups/The Swim Squad. If you need some help with your swimming, we have a group online coaching program called The Swim Squad Academy. Right now, if you'd like some more information on that and how to work with me personally, send me an email. Just send it to info@theswimsquad.academy. Put the word academy in the subject line and I will respond to you personally, and we'll see if that program's a fit for you. Until next time, cheers.